It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. More than 500 Wisconsin motorists were injured last year in collisions with deer. Four motorcyclists were killed. A state transportation official joins us to explain why June is a peak month for crashes involving deer and what drivers can do to stay safe. Have you noticed more deer on the roads this month? What have you been doing in response? Have you ever hit a deer with your car or truck or motorcycle in Wisconsin? What did you learn from that experience? Share your questions or comments with us by calling 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. You can also email us at ideas@wpr.org. Dave Pabst is director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety at the State Department of Transportation. Dave, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Car deer crashes. Wow, that's a fixture in Wisconsin for as long as I can remember. Where do most of these crashes with deer happen?
Well, it can happen anywhere. As far as the numbers go, Dane County, Waukesha County, and Washington County suffered the most in 2018. In Dane County alone, there were over 1,000 in 2018. And it just kind of shows you that even though Dane County is a mix of rural and city, that the deer are out there and are very, they are thriving, if you will, and people are running into them with their vehicles.
Well, and we get deer crashes in the cities as well. I mean, it stands to reason you have more drivers and the deer have moved in to more populated areas. So we're seeing deer crashes in the cities, not just out in the countryside.
That's correct. You'll see them anywhere, and it's, you know, you can drive along any street and possibly see a deer or a turkey and other animals. You know, wildlife is just flourishing here.
Why is June such a peak month for drivers hitting deer?
Well, vehicle miles traveled is increasing, but also the deer are dropping their baby deer and are, shooing the yearlings out, and so you've got inexperienced deer running around without their moms, and moms having more deer, so they're looking for places to have their babies, and a lot of extra activity and movement. So you combine the deer moving around and a lot extra traffic because of the summer months, you have a recipe for crashes.
And our driving habits change in the summer a little bit too, don't they?
Right. Our speeds tend to pick up and we just put on more miles. And one of the items we have to be really careful of is because deer will, step out at any time, at anywhere, but especially in the evening and in the morning when they're feeding and whatnot. But if we are distracted and not wearing our seatbelts, we're setting ourselves up to get hurt.
Well, we should always have our seatbelts on anytime we're in the car, and it's always important to do that. So let's hope people are doing that. But the distraction thing, that's something that's involved in a lot of crashes, not just car deer crashes. June is also planting season for a lot of farmers. Does that activity push more deer into the roads?
Well, any kind of activity along where they like to feed. Of course, deer are edge animals, so they like to be where there's woods for safety and an open clearing where they can get their food. And so I would imagine that is pushing the deer around as well. Just like in November, the hunters push the deer around.
Dave Pabst is from the State Department of Transportation. He's with us to talk about driver safety and avoiding deer on Wisconsin's roadways. If you have a quick question for our guest, 800-642-1234. You can also email us, ideas@wpr.org. So June is a peak time for vehicle collisions with deer. When else during the year should drivers be even more watchful for deer on the roads?
Of course, in the fall, October, November, and December, we see a huge peak as well because it's the rut and also the extra activity of the hunters in the woods. And so it's one of those real peak times as well. But people don't think about it during the summer. I'm not going to see a deer, but you do. And, of course, you mentioned earlier that people get hurt. And this is the time of the year when car deer crashes are the most violent and people get hurt the most during this period.
Well, when you think about it, I mean, the physics of this, a deer is a substantial animal. You hit that with your car at 70 miles an hour, there's going to be damage. And, and particularly if you're on a motorcycle, it's even more dangerous, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You don't have the protections you have in a car. At least in your car, you hit a deer, your airbag is probably going to go off and you have your seatbelt on and you have that steel shell around you protecting you. But a motorcyclist doesn't have that advantage. They need to be wearing all their gear, leather gear, gloves, helmet and whatnot to give them that edge if they do happen to come across a deer. And we always tell people, don't swerve if you're driving a car and you see a deer. Just apply the brakes and stop and scrub off as much speed as you can. But if you hit the deer, you hit the deer, then pull off to the side of the road and call 911. But if you're in a motorcyclist and you hit a deer, that can prove fatal. We had 4 fatalities last year of motorcyclists hitting deer. And so what they are instructed to do is swerve, but try to stay within their lane and try not to hit the deer because it's so tragic when they do.
Let's take a quick call from Jason, who's actually he's on the road. He's out at mile marker 288. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got a question here. Is it lawful for me to take a deer that I hit on the road and put it in my trunk and take it home, put it on the dinner table?
Well, what you have to do is you have to notify the DNR and you get a car kill permit so you can have that deer. But if you want a deer that's been hit by a car or that you hit, you're entitled to it. It's just you have to get a permit.
Jason, thanks for that call. So you said we should pull off the road and call 911. Should we try to move an injured deer off the road so other drivers don't hit it?
Certainly not. The safest place for you is in your vehicle, buckled up, so if you do get hit, you're protected as much as possible. But a wounded deer can be very dangerous. Their hooves are sharp, and they can thrash around, and it's best just not to do anything on the road. Let the professionals remove the deer.
How often are deer carcasses removed from the roads? We see them along the interstate and so forth. How does the state manage this?
Well, we have a program, a car-killed deer program or vehicle-killed deer program, and we make contracts with the counties and with private vendors that remove the carcasses. And one of the important things to do is remember to, if you see a carcass, call the county that you're in and advise them where it's at. Some people assume the other guy has called it in. So we just encourage everyone to call in a carcass that they see so that it can get removed or moved off to the side where we can't see it.
Let's review for people what people should do to avoid crashes. You said don't swerve, stay in your lane, hit the brakes. What other tips can you share? Even if you see a deer up ahead, what should you be doing?
Well, you see a deer, you should be slowing and assume that there's more than one. You have to apply the brake and come to a stop if you can do so safely. And like I say, if you see one deer, there's probably another one. And what you have to remember, too, deer and their hooves on concrete or on blacktop, it's like they're on ice. So they can't stop and start really well, and they're very unpredictable. So it's just so important to, stay in your lane and slow. But make sure that you have that edge by not being distracted by your radio or by a phone. Any other kind of distraction, because you need that extra millisecond to react. And so
and morning and evening are best times to see them. That's when they're the most active?
Generally, yes. And, of course, okay. That's when they're trying to find forage or finding a place to rest, and they are definitely more active then. So you have to certainly be on the lookout.
All right. Well, let's all be more careful out there. And as we always say, when people are leaving the house, watch for deer. Dave Pabst is Director of the Bureau of Transportation Safety at the State Department of Transportation. Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Up next, we explore what trees have to say about Wisconsin's climate history and how scientists hope they could help inform our future. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent on The Morning Show.